Boy, you make one mistake in a read. Leave one word out.
Hey, you know, welcome to my world. Make a mistake and everybody just talks about it for years and decades and things like that. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. We're talking Tigers, trade deadline. Thank you very much. The trading deadline is now 25 hours away, and we will see what happens. I believe they're definitely going to get another reliever, whether it's going to be a top-of-the-line reliever like Bednar. I don't think, but they're going to get another guy who will be very useful without having to go too far in their prospect pool. The fact that the Giants basically are saying, all right, we're done. We got rid of our best or second-best reliever, who basically is a rental, and the Mets paid a lot for him. I think their top prospect they gave up was their 10th, their 15th, and some other player, but the fact that the Mets took care of, maybe if that's the only reliever they get, that takes another team out of the equation. Who knows? We'll see what's going on, because I think there's tons of relievers available. There's not tons of bats. That's why the Suarez price is steeper than most would think for a rental. And coming up in a momentarily, we're going to talk about what could be the latest craze going around this city if the Tigers keep winning games. Noah, you're on 97 on the ticket.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, this is kind of the window that I think we really need to just kind of go all in, you know, as a Tigers fan, and I've been, you know, watching around and went through some tough years, as we all have. You know, this is the year that we kind of have to kind of look at the big picture here, and unfortunately, as much as I hate to say it, like, I don't think Scoob is going to be coming back. You've mentioned it, and I've been, you know, holding off on saying it, but when you kind of look at it from a business side of things, you know, the dominance that we see from him is only going to last, you know, with him being 30, maybe 2-3 more years max. So you got to capitalize on what you got right now. So I wouldn't mind if they would be a little bit more aggressive and be willing to dig deep. I wouldn't like to see guys like Max Clark or McConnell go, but, you know, number three or Larizino, I can't remember.
Laranza. I'm okay with him leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think that might be a leverage point for other teams, as they might be like, well, like, that guy's chump change for us. But, you know, I think we could leverage him, and I'd love to see a guy like Bednar. I know he's a premier reliever, but, you know, I think that's kind of the spark we need. I think offensively you could contribute a little bit more, but I think we're just really well-rounded, and we have guys like, I think getting carry back is huge, because that takes a lot of pressure off guys like Riley, who I think have been kind of feeling the pressures of maybe feeling like they need to do more than they have. But, yeah, those are just kind of my thoughts. I really think this is the time to go in. This is the window. And, you know, if that means kind of sacrificing the future, per se, I mean, like you said, like, the chances that those guys come up and be impact players, historically speaking, hasn't really worked out. So I think there's guys that you need to keep, but at the same time, shouldn't be afraid to do it right now.
Yeah, they shouldn't be afraid, no doubt about it. All right, I'm going to give you a name based on a tweet from John Paul Morosi.
Okay.
He says right now, a certain pitcher is available in the trade market. He's on an expiring contract. Out of respect to him, a future Hall of Famer, the Giants are open to working out a deal if it makes sense for him and the organization. Of course, I'm talking about Justin Verlander. Now, forget the sentiment card, because I don't think Scott Harris has any sentiment towards Justin Verlander. AJ Hinch might, because he managed him in Houston. So forget the sentiment. Oh, it'd be great if he had it. Let's look at it. He's had a horrible year. However, in his last 10 innings, he has given up, I'm looking here. Hold on a second.
One earned run in 10 innings.
Last 10 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned run, 10 strikeouts, 6 walks, which isn't very good. But look, the season is, his ERA is 4.53. So he's not had a good season. His whip is 1.49. I contend, okay?
Let me ask you this before you give me. If his last name wasn't Verlander, would you want him here?
If it's a longtime future Hall of Famer who's pick another name, yeah. I'm not saying I definitely want him. I said it's something they can consider.
If the Orioles say, hey, you can have Charlie Morton. There you go. You taking him?
Possibly, yeah. Okay. For whatever they, you know, you're not going to give up a big prospect for him. That's for damn sure.
Okay, I'm just saying, I just didn't know if it was because it was Verlander.
No, here's the thing with Verlander. I could be wrong. I do believe that you're looking at it, well, no, they don't need him to start. I think Verlander is good enough right now, even at age 41, where he's that guy who can give you an inning every, you know, every other game. You know what I mean? He could just put him in the pen. A little different than Smoltz was when he got shifted to the pen for a little bit. But that's...
Yeah, but he became a lights-out closer where...
Right. Verlander could. I don't know. For one inning, I'm not asking him to pitch more than an inning. It's just something to consider. I'm not going crazy about it. Thinking, oh, wow, no, Justin Verlander's available.
Tony, it's why we're here. Yes. We're just talking this through.
Exactly.
My thing is, I just wonder if it's Verlander.
Yeah.
If it was Joe Smith. Oh, he hasn't been pitching well. We're taking his last 10 innings. That's right. Like,
yes,
exactly. That's like saying, well, you know, look at Melton, his last 10 innings and what he's done.
Right, I know.
Doesn't have the body. Okay, before we get to ticket text, he doesn't have the body of work of Verlander.
Right.
What I am saying is Verlander is clearly on the downside of his career.
Yes.
So, yes, if you're parting ways with your 13th or 14th best prospect, and that's all it cost you.
Right.
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Right, right. Now you're not going to go crazy for this.
David, it'll sell tickets. His comeback, the ballpark. I mean, imagine his first game back as a starter. David, why are you laughing at me?
Because right before you brought this up, I looked at Kenny, saw the news, looked at Kenny, and I said, this is all Detroit needs. This. We love nostalgia. Bring a guy back.
That's why I said it has nothing to do with who he was.
This should never be done. Get it. It wouldn't cost a lot. Yeah. I understand it. He sucks. He can't help this team.
He sucks as a starter.
He can't help this team in the bullpen. I would never do this, dude. Okay. I would never do this. Everyone's going to want it because it's Verlander. Please, please don't do this.
Well, Scott Harris has no allegiance to him, so that's why. Well, you know, it won't happen because
this is typical Detroit. Well, everyone's going to call now and text. Hold on. I want Verlander back.
Hold on. David, it won't happen because you think Scott Harris is going to do nothing, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, you're right. Thank you.
Okay, you don't have to worry about it. Go to sleep tonight. Worry. Nothing's going to happen, so you don't have to worry about Justin Verlander. Let's go to MJ. You're 97 on the ticket.
All right, well, I'm just hoping that Eugenio Suarez is still in the city. But what I also wanted to say was I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to start growing mustaches out here.
Well,
because we're going to need to start petting those to get the boys back.
That's more Detroit than Verlander coming back.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know about petting. Yeah, okay.
So when you're obviously not saying literally don't let Sanchez leave town, right? Or Suarez, excuse me.
No, I'm saying literally.
Well, it's not that he's a free agent. It's not like a free agent comes to visit and you meet with him and you just have to, you know, you don't let him get on that next plane or leave your office because you basically say, "This is, oh, I'll keep going till you sign the contract." This is a trade. They can't do that.
I mean, I thought they were trying to break his hand so that he'd be in the hospital for the rest of the week.
Yeah, well, we talked about that the other day.
Don't think that happened.
No. Look, who knows? Maybe other teams don't want to pay the price as well. Look, here's the other thing, and don't take this the wrong way, but if you have Suarez and you already have Riley Green, and we'll get to his mustache in a second. You have two of the leading guys. Riley Green obviously leads the American League. Suarez is like 10th in the National League right now at strikeouts. So you're going to have guys who just strike out a lot.
Feast or famine.
Yeah, so just you have to keep that in mind as well. All right. He brought up the superstition that's going around town. What everybody needs to do, according to some Tiger fans, and we'll tell you that. Coming up next, 97.1 248-539-9797. It's the Valenti and Rico show. I'm Stoney, in for Mike. And we are approximately 25 hours and 43 minutes. Is that, I got that right? Or 24 hours. No, 24 hours and 43 minutes.
There we go.
To the trading deadline. And that's all what a lot of people. Oh, God, I just choked on something.
We're losing him. He's going down. Stoney, are you there? Okay.
We can say whatever we want right
now.
We
really can. Okay, so I think where Stoney was going with this. Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yes. Piece of licorice that followed me into the studio and didn't get all the way down. All right, we'll leave it at that.
Oh, no.
Now, you're really trying to, for me to say something that you don't want me to say. All right. Riley
Looks
Green.
Like you need some superstition now, huh?
Yes, exactly. Riley Green has a mustache, and it has brought good luck to this team. And basically what they do right now is they touch the mustache. Now, I believe David Rieger got us some sound because I heard playing it this morning. Riley Green talking about it. And Rico, how superstitious are you as a person?
Not very. Not very superstitious.
Have you ever done something like you're watching a Spartan game and they're doing really well?
Yes.
And you do not want to get up from the same chair that you're watching, or you want to do something, make sure to keep the karma going?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because in the 2021 game, the Kenneth Walker game, I went down near the end of the game. State was losing. I saw a buddy. I was down in the stands. I was walking back up, and some guy kind of just stopped me, and we started talking. And then State started winning. They wouldn't let me leave the section. They were like, no, you can't go. Ever since you've been here, they started winning. So, yes. Or, you know, one of those, if you're like in a spot on the couch and all of a sudden there's a rally, you don't want to get up. You don't want to do anything. You just kind of want to stay there. I'll do that.
Right. So before we hear from Riley Green, I just want to open up the phone lines. 248-539-9797. We'll ask you two questions. Number one, what is your sports superstition, if you have one? And number two, actually, it's 2 and 2A. Would you go and grow a mustache if the Tigers keep winning? And would you kiss another man's mustache? Because, not kiss, touch another man's mustache. I'm getting the Christian Wilkins and the Raiders thing confused, mixed up with Riley Green. Would you touch another man's mustache like the Tigers have been doing with Riley Green? And what is your sports superstition?
So let me tell you, let me just play Riley Green.
By kissing
here.
Another man's mustache, yeah. That's just called a kiss.
Yeah.
They can finish in last place if that's what I got to do.
Yeah. Well, Riley Green
must not have been the video I saw this morning. I must have missed that one.
Right. Riley Green talked after yesterday's game about the mustache and the players touching it.
Was he pulling a Rick James, Kenny? I didn't sleep on your couch. Yeah, I slept on your couch. They can afford a new couch.
Didn't stomp on his couch. Yeah, I stomped on his couch.
Nah, it's okay. Yeah, I like that they do it. Nah, it's a bad look, really. I don't like it when they do it. No way. If I was on the Tigers, they're like, no, go ahead and touch his mustache. You can go ahead and trade me. I'm. You know what? I volunteer. Oh, by the way, according to Evan Petzl from the Freep,
yeah,
Suarez has left the building.
Yes.
So he's headed down to 9-4.
He's headed down to 9-4.
P. Diddy.
Hopefully he'll be a little bit better than P. Diddy.
248-539-9797. David, do you have any superstitions about like your Steelers or any other favorite teams?
Like a favorite hat, something that you always have to wear?
No,
whatever you've worn for the last like 10 years, wear something new.
I don't currently have one, but I will tell you when I did. And I actually, it was Verlander. Remember, since we're talking Verlander earlier, remember the game 5 he had in Oakland?
Yes.
Where he went into the 7th inning with a no-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
While I was here working that game, I was actually the engineer for that game in that room over there around the corner here. And we're supposed to switch with one Chuck Keller. He used to work here, was the engineer for the games. There was a Red Wings game on that same day. So he was running the Red Wing game. I was running the Tiger game. And a no-hitter was happening. He was supposed to join and take over for me after the Wings game. The Wings game had ended. We were still in the fifth inning for Verlander's no-hitter. And I simply texted him, I'm not moving. You're not coming to replace me. I am staying in this seat, and I am going to run this game today.
You know what, David? It's funny that you said that because I don't know which no-hitter it was, but it was at Comerica Park. And I was with one of my college roommates, not Doug. And we were at the, I think it was the Detroit Beer Company. I don't even know if it's still there. And I happened to, we had tickets to the game. But he was like, oh, he was messing around. And I saw, like, he's throwing a no-hitter. This man is the most superstitious man that I've known in my life. So I'm trying to get him out of the building before he realized it. And then somebody brought it up. And we had to stay there. And I was like, come on, it's right there. We can, no, because if we leave, he's going to give up a hit. I couldn't go. I'm like, okay, I'll meet you. No, you have to stay here as well. So, yeah, we had tickets. He threw it, and we watched it from the television.
Yeah, so for two innings, Chuck Keller sat in an empty room. No Wings game was over. He just sat in the room. I'm like, don't get up. I'm staying here. So that's crazy. Right across the street from Comerica, you don't move.
By the way, another reliever has just been moved. Not a big name at all. Caleb Ferguson has gone from the Pittsburgh Pirates to the Seattle Mariners, exchanged for a single A player. This dude, Caleb Ferguson, in 45 games, 3.74 ERA with a whip of 1.085. So he's decent. Nothing spectacular. That's the type of guy I figure the Tigers will get tomorrow or before the trading deadline ends.
A little over 24 hours.
My only sports superstition is sometimes when the Wings were in the playoffs, remember when that used to occur? When I'd watch the games on television, if they were, and I'd start the game on, if there was two feeds, whether it was Hockey Night in Canada or U.S. National, or whether it was, you know, Kenny and Mick or whoever, okay? Whatever one I started with, I'd stay with that until the other team would score a goal, and then I'd switch back and forth. That would be my superstition.
Okay. No, I mean, we all have little things like back in the day when, you know, State was good, like I would have like a certain hat, like I would wear it. And when the season was over, like the national title hat, the year they won it, and I had a hat and a jacket. I retired it. I said, I can never wear this again. It's sitting in my closet. I've never worn it since. I said, you know what? That was the lucky jacket and hat in Indy. I was like, I'm done.
Well, on the unlucky side, when the Steelers lost to the Browns in the playoffs, the couch that was in my house.
You burned it?
It's gone. I had to get rid of it after that game. It's like, bye-bye. We're getting a new couch. Can't do it.
Let's go to Tyler in Detroit. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. My sports superstition, I actually got two of them. One of them is that I have a pair of Honolulu Blue boxer briefs that are worn for every Lions game. I know it's very weird, but those things are never worn except for Lions game days, and they are washed and clean and ready every time there's a Lions game coming up. And if I don't wear them, they typically end up losing. So that is my one superstition.
So let me ask you this. You don't have what I would do if I was that superstitious when it came to underwear is I'd have a pair, and if they lost, I'd throw it away, and you wear another pair of the same underwear, you know, different that style until they win.
See, funny enough is that I don't, like, every time I've worn those blue shorts, they haven't lost. So I've had no reason to give up on them just yet.
Oh, so you didn't wear them for the playoff game, then, is what you're saying.
You are absolutely correct. And
so it's your fault.
It is my fault. Well, here's part two to my superstition that I also blame my wife for this, too, because she makes a phenomenal bean dip, and she has made them four times for Lions games. Those four games were the San Francisco NFC Championship game, the game against Tampa last year and the game against Buffalo last year, and then the Washington playoff game.
Well, now I understand why you want to get rid of that underwear, the bean dip.
Yeah, well, funny. No, the bean dip is no longer allowed in our house on game days. That is, it is
so
banned.
So, Tyler, what happens if one day she forgot and she just made it? Is it you just throwing it out?
Oh, throwing it out, absolutely. Yeah, no, not even risking it.
Wait, the bean dip, not the wife, correct?
Yes. Okay.
But just get just get a few more pairs of Lions underwear. So when you know, if they lose, you just throw them out. That way, you don't have to worry about it.
So wait. So you didn't wear them for the Commanders game. Now, did you have these lucky pair for the Niners game?
No, I didn't own them at that point.
Okay.
Yet. So
okay.
I only had them for the entirety of last season. And,
so you wore them 15 times. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. But I wore them only for those games. So it wasn't like I was wearing them days on end from week to week.
Right.
To week,
I understand that. So your underwear basically has never seen the Lions lose, so to speak.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
We're going to the home opener this year, and I have them already ready. They're sitting there in like an air sealed container. I'm speaking, you know, sarcastically, but
okay, no.
Things are like
and
the
Tyler,
holy grail for me.
Tyler, we're up against it, but I do have a question. If the Lions win, will you get them framed?
There's a good possibility. It's a good possibility. I don't want to wear them to where, you know, there's holes in them and all this.
I mean, if they win the Super Bowl,
you
have to frame them at that point.
It would be the first time, though. You know, who knows if those underwear is good for Ben Johnson because the home opener they play the Bears. So you have
it. Don't jinx it, man.
Thanks for the call.
I mean, if it's a Super Bowl win, then they will absolutely be framed.
They should be framed if they win the Super Bowl. 97 won the ticket.
No way in the world.
It's Riley Green talking about his mustache and his teammates are touching it as they win games, and to me, that's no big deal.
I mean, you would.
If I was a teammate, why don't you touch his mustache? Big deal.
First of all, if I'm Riley Green, it's like, no, get away from
me. Okay, well, that's a different story, but that's, you know. Hey,
if he's okay with it, you're all right going ahead and touching the mustache.
Yeah, I mean, there are probably a lot less sanitary things in my life that I probably have touched. You know, than somebody's mustache.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
David Kenny, are you team mustache or are you team? Nah, I'm not doing that.
Sure. It's just a mustache.
Okay.
Touch it, move on. It's one game.
Yeah, no big deal. I touch it.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, you know, guys who will like leave the football tunnel, whether Notre Dame, Michigan, they have that, you know, you think the Howard Rock at Clemson, you think that's sanitary?
No, it's an inanimate object. Okay. It's a rock. I'm not, no.
You're not touching the rock?
Oh, I touched the rock, yes.
Well, what's the difference between somebody's mustache?
Because it's a person.
So?
No. I'm not, we're teammates. We don't need to be that close. Okay. We cool, we not that cool. That's me.
By the way, your favorite football team, Rico, your favorite professional football team, worked out a running back today who I can't believe he's actually still in football.
I saw that.
Amir Abdullah, who seemed like he was drafted by the Lions like 30 years ago, but he's 32 years old.
Yeah, I saw that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. What's your sports superstition? If they started selling Riley Green mustaches, would you purchase one and would you touch somebody's mustache? Let's go to Bernard, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up in Detroit, Bernard?
Everything is well. I'm in LA Fitness. I just put the weights down, man. You caught me right on time. You're doing that last set.
Yeah.
I got a sports superstition for you. Mine is probably crazy, but every time the Lions have the ball on offense, I have to have a remote control in my hand. If I don't have a remote control in my hand, they're not going to score or win. On defense, the remote control has got to be laying on the bed or next to me somewhere. Can't be in my hand when the other team is on offense. Don't make no sense, but that's my superstition.
You know what? It's yours. As you say, it doesn't have to make sense. It only has to make sense to you.
Yes. But, Bernard, if it meant that your team is winning games, would you touch another man's mustache?
Oh, hell no. Anyway.
Thank you.
You just don't want your team to win bad enough. That's it's that simple.
I think we'll win anyway. I'm not touching the other man in no way at all. I heard y'all mentioned touching the rock. Touching the rock and touching the man are two different things.
Correct. Yes. That's my spirit animal right there.
Let's go to Derek in Plymouth. You're 97 on the ticket.
All right, guys. So I'm an offensive line coach, so squatting, deadlifting, that's all my stuff, right? So my superstition, my dog, my firstborn was born 10/27/22. Lions are 35-6 since she was born. So during games, I'm repping squats out for the exact – so we need Jared Goff to play well, it's 16 squats. It's Jahmyr Gibbs, it's 26 squats. I mean, Penei Sewell, let's go 58. I mean, these baby squats, it's the way – I mean, like I said, 35-6 since she was born.
Well, you know what, Derek? Here's the funny thing. You get to take a break now when Jahmyr Gibbs.
Right, he's zero.
Nice.
Changed his number.
Clutch, man.
Yeah.
Montgomery will give me my 5 reps, though. That'd be good.
All right. So would you touch another man's mustache?
Dude, I'd touch a dude anywhere to get that W, man. Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about the W. As Jameis Winston says, it's all about eating the W, right? 248-539-9797. Jake, what's up?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, good. Jake.
Hey,
Jake.
Are you familiar with Frazier's Pub in Ann Arbor?
Wait, say that again. You dropped out, Jake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Said, are you familiar with Frazier's Pub in Ann Arbor?
Yes, I've been there like once, but yes, I've been there.
Well, I went there for the NFC Championship game, and I watched the Lions lose, and I was also there for the fumbled punt against Michigan State, and that is my anti, whatever you want to call it, because I will never watch a game there again.
Okay. So Jake is just like, nope. No. Hey, you want to go there? No.
No. Because it's the bar's fault. That's all.
Why didn't you realize that after the Michigan State thing? I mean, come on now. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Take so long to figure it out?
So, you know what? Oh, he hung up. I was going to say, so if Margot Robbie said, Jake, meet me at that bar.
Yeah.
Meet me at that bar, and you're getting lucky tonight.
Yeah.
No.
If she says she will touch your mustache.
Yeah. Oh, that's my.
Roberts.
Yeah. Oh, Vern, good evening. What's up?
So when Michigan stuffed Alabama on fourth down a couple big games against the Lions, and I'm at home. Fourth quarter, we're up, no socks. Like, I have to be shorts whenever I'm chilling, no socks. Something about having the socks and the shoes on, lost some big games that way, so it has to be no socks.
No matter, well, obviously it was the Michigan-Alabama game and was in the wintertime, so you just took your socks off.
I was at home.
Yeah, I figured you were at home, you weren't outside, but yeah.
And touching another man's mustache is a gross violation of man law.
Thank you!
It's just like sitting next to another man in a movie theater, or like not using one urinal over, like if it's three urinals and you use the one in the middle. No, that's a violation of man law. That's like having another man like bring you a dessert at a cookout. No, there are certain man laws that
Wait, and see, and this is medium-sized Vern, right?
Okay, all right, hold on a second. I get some of the other ones. So if you're at a cookout with Rico, me, Kenny, and David, and you know, you finished your steak and you had a few, things, and all of a sudden somebody was making s'mores and they decided, you know what? Hey, you want a s'more? Somebody brings you the s'more, you're not going to eat it because
The wife can bring it, an aunt, a female cousin, but another guy like, hey, man, you want me to make you a s'more?
Your kid can bring it.
Right, your kid, yes.
Yeah, like a kid can bring it. That's just as bad as like, hey, can you bring me a slice of pineapple upside down cake? No, I'm a grown man. Don't ever ask me for dessert in public.
Oh, but wait, well, suppose you're going on like a guy's trip and you're like cooking out and, you know, you're like camping.
You know what? Let me answer for Vern. You know what you say? It's right over there.
It's right over there. First of all, we're on a guy's trip. Why do we have desserts? It's only meat and sides. Like, it's only like burgers and beans. Who brought dessert on a guy's trip? That's a violation in itself.
Yeah, if you want something, get it yourself.
Burgers,
you're right.
And then somebody... Then you got one guy like, oh, I'm going to bring oatmeal cookies. Man, please leave.
Excuse well, oatmeal yourself. Cookies, I agree, but chocolate chip cookies, I'm
that's a ridiculous
I'm
rule.
I'm there for
absolutely ridiculous.
97 won the